Sunday, April 22nd, 2012. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And today we're going to talk about how to sound unscripted when calling prospects. Man, this is a big challenge with a lot of people. And in fact, people ask me this question all the time. Hey, Paul, how can I sound much better on the phone, not sound so mechanical? I have to work off the script. How can I sound unscripted? Well, the first piece of advice I have for you, and by the way, it's going to be a very quick podcast today. So the very first bit of advice that I have for you is don't use a script. I mean, seriously, I mean, I know that sounds like really basic advice, but if you can avoid using a script, don't use a script. And here's where it gets just a little sticky. You've probably heard a million sales trainers tell you, well, actors use scripts and they don't sound scripted. Well, you almost want to look at them next time somebody ever says this to you and just say, back up and say that again. Actors use scripts and they don't sound scripted because they're freaking actors. You're not an actor. You're a sales professional, unless you're really an actor who's doing this sales gig, kind of like waiting tables and bussing tables until you get famous. But for the rest of us, for the 99.9% of the population, we're going to want to avoid a script. I mean, that might be the problem right there. So that's the first thing. Now, you know, I wouldn't make a bold statement like that without giving you a good plan B and a good plan C. So let's talk about some alternatives to the traditional script. So the first thing that you can do is kind of think about what you need to cover. You could even start from the point of view of a script maybe that's been given to you and kind of look through it and see about, take a good look at the things you need to cover and where you need to go and the overall gist of the script. And then instead of a script, maybe what you can do is you can consider using bullets that are designed to kind of cue your memory. And what you could do is kind of type these up, put it on one side of an 8.5x11 sheet of paper, space them out, make them large enough, keep it by your phone so it cues your memory. And the best thing to do, because if you put too many words or too many things in these bullets, you're right back to a script. And that's where the problem is. You're kind of reading off of something, or you're challenged by the fact that you have to memorize a chunk of stuff to say to people. So what I would recommend that you do instead, again, if you use this bulleted approach, use one word, maybe two word cues. I would stick with the one word cue. For example, let's just say the first thing that you do, and however you do your calls is up to you, but for the sake of this discussion, let's say the very first two things that you do is you do some kind of greeting when you get somebody on the phone, and the second thing you do is you launch immediately into some kind of question to take control of your call. So maybe the way that you can do it, as far as your bulleted cues, the first bullet might say something like greeting. The second one could either say the word question, or you could have a question mark, and then just go through the different components of your phone track, if you will. And that might be a good way to do it. In fact, I've worked with lots of people using this technique and it's helped them out. It's a very simple thing. I'm sure you've heard of it. I'm sure you know a lot of people that use this. Give that a try. So that's the first thing that you could do as far as a plan B. The next thing that you can do, it's kind of a cool technique. And what's neat about this is you can use this not only for prospecting, you could use this for memorization of presentations or anytime you're learning things. I know people who have memorized material when they were going to college doing this. I've used this in my training where I've had to memorize 2 and 3 days worth of material. There's a technique and it's called stacking. And what's kind of neat about stacking, it sort of respects the fact that the brain thinks in pictures, right? So what you do with stacking is, and I'm sure you've done this, and it's a common memorization technique, you kind of link these pictures together. You create pictures, link them together into some kind of a story. Now, one thing that you might want to do if you decide to go this route, you can remember, if the brain thinks in pictures, the more vivid the picture, and even the more outrageous and crazy and ridiculous the picture is, the higher the probability of memory. So that could be something that you could do for your phone track. So let's take that scenario that we used before, where you're going to begin your call with some kind of a greeting and launch into a question. So maybe the way that you're going to start putting together this phone stack, if you will, would be the first thing is maybe you're going to picture two people shaking hands. That's a greeting. Now, the one dude in one of his hands, while he's shaking hands with the right hand, in his left hand, he's about to come around and hand this person a question. That represents the question that you're going to launch into. And you can continue to stack one picture on top of the other. You could even, to just kind of make it crazier and more vivid, you could say it's a bright red question, giant, seven-story high question he's about to hand to this other person, and it's so heavy that it's weighing him down. I mean, things like that. Again, it's ridiculous, and nobody's going to come over to you and say, oh man, you're an idiot, man, you're using this memory technique. They're not going to know. I think the only time somebody would know is if you're actually like out loud saying this on the phone, and that would just be nutty. So obviously you're not going to do that. So a bit of a suggestion for you. Whether you choose to do the bulleted memory cue approach or you choose to use the stacking approach, obviously you're going to want to practice. And even if you're working in an environment where it's like, Paul, no way, I've got to read off this script. They come around, and if we're not doing this, man, they're going to kill me. Well, either way, you want to make sure that you practice these things, right? Because the more you practice it and the more you try to make it natural. But here's two little things that you can do. You know by now, if you've listened to me before and if you've been reading my blog for a while, that I'm a big advocate of taping yourself. So consider taping yourself and kind of reviewing it as your prospect would, and even letting other people hear it. And even if you're not taping yourself, perhaps run this by your spouse or a friend or someone else that can give you some good feedback on it. But the other thing that you can do, there are a lot of people who tape themselves, but a lot of people won't do this next step when they practice. Consider videotaping yourself also. It's not one versus the other, by the way. When you tape yourself, you're focused on how it sounds because that's all you have. The video is an important component because you could see how you look. Now, you might be thinking, Paul, I'm on a phone, man. I could be there in my pajamas and barefoot, man. Nobody's going to be any the wiser. But you will, and the message will kind of reflect your demeanor and how you look. And I really believe that how you look is how you sound. And that's why a lot of people will keep a mirror by their phone and they'll look in the mirror as they're talking, remembering to smile. People feel that people can hear a smile over the phone. I tend to believe that. I know that I sound a lot different when I'm smiling through the phone. And I think it's important that we see ourselves because that's your first sign. Look at how you look. And also, too, if you do any outside sales, I believe it's going to help you doing something that they call being congruent. In other words, your verbal message and your visual message, they're all aligned. And that's very, very important because I can't go out there with a verbal message that says one thing. And meanwhile, my visual message might say to you, hey, man, he doesn't want to be here. So, or vice versa. So very, very important that you respect that. And also, too, it's going to just help you to practice tougher than reality. That is the best way for you to practice. Always try to practice tougher than the real world. Hey, in the real world, people aren't going to be taping you and people aren't going to be videoing you. So consider that a great way to practice. And we're coming up on two more tips and then we're going to be done. The next thing too sounds kind of easy, but I think it's easier said than done. Know yourself. And what I mean by that, know how long or how many calls before you start getting into mechanical mode, or I'm sounding scripted mode, or I'm getting burnt out mode. Because let's face it, sometimes people aren't the nicest. Sometimes people are rejecting us. I mean, I'm saying sometimes, like how about all the time? That's like a big component of being a sales professional. I don't care how good you are, you have rejection in there, right? So you have to know how long. I mean, I coach people all the time that tell me, and this is like a common thing that I hear from people. Most people that I work with tell me they're good for about 90 minutes. So perhaps you should think in terms of either time, know your cycle. Again, what I'm telling you doesn't matter. It's what works for you. You might say, nah, BS, Paul. 90 minutes, that's for lightweights, man. I can go 3 hours. If you can truly go 3 hours, then make that your block of time. Other people, it's more about a mental picture of how many calls that they could do, kind of like call bursts. I'm good for 10, not so much 10 calls, but more 10 connects once I get somebody on the phone. I'm good for about 10 of those before I start sounding very, very scripted, because you could make 10 calls and today with voicemail and caller ID and all that kind of stuff, not connect with anybody. You can go through 10 calls sometimes very, very quickly. So I think in terms of actual connects. So here's what you can do with that. What you can do is maybe either block out time. For example, let's just say if you're on that 90-minute cycle, well, you know after 90 minutes, you're going to start getting a little tired, a little restless, perhaps sounding a little mechanical and scripted. So maybe, and again, just for sake of example, you could put whatever time slots you want in here. Let's just say that maybe you have one of your calling slots from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. So then maybe what you're going to do is take a little break. And then let's just say that you found great success calling people during lunch hour, because maybe the people you're trying to reach, their guards down, they're at their desk or whatever. The rest of the world isn't calling during lunch. So maybe you pick up again 12:30 to 2. Perhaps you're someone that finds value in calling people at the end of the day. You could put a calling block in there. But the other way works too. You might say, you know what? I'm going to go in call bursts. Every 10 connects, I'm going to move on to something else. Final point before I move on to something else would be, please understand how the sales mind is wired. I mean, in many ways, I think everybody in today's society has kind of like ADD. And I don't say that disrespectfully or being sarcastic. I truly believe it's an ADD world. There's so much going on. But for salespeople, I think we have it at a higher level. And what I mean by that, if you have us focus on one activity all day, it's almost like death to us, and it's torture and it's punishment. And I have people all the time, my coaching clients and people that I've worked with in my sales training programs, that'll say to me, hey, Paul, you'd be really proud of me. I've got the entire day on Thursday blocked out for calls. And my response is usually, after I tell them that I'm like the proud father anyway and proud of them, is usually, well, you know, not so fast. I mean, that might be setting yourself up for disaster. Why don't you kind of break up that day a little bit? Yes, it's good to kind of get that focus in, and it's great for building muscles, having dedicated time like that, but it's not how we're wired as salespeople. We might do a lot better if we kind of had we have blocks of time throughout the day. Well, we'll have some calling time. We stop. We move to another activity. We get back to the calling time. We stop. We move on to maybe some very quick admin things that are just not going to be able to wait until the end of the day, or maybe returning some calls, get back to some outbound calls. So just keep it in mind. Again, it's not going to work for everyone. One size certainly doesn't fit all, but something for you to consider. Brings us to the final point. We're almost done. Know when it's time to do a calling reboot. Know when it's time to reboot. When you get there, it may be under that 90 minutes we talked about, or you know what, maybe for you it's 2 hours, or you're just having a bad day. And I think we've all been there when we feel maybe the world just kind of, the stars are not aligned, and if they are, it kind of spells screw you, and we're getting rejected, and every nasty person, and maybe it's a full moon that day, whatever. Maybe we're out of sync. It doesn't matter what the reason is, but there we are, and maybe it's time to do a reboot. When you get to that point, consider the following, and these will help you not to sound scripted. Consider walking away for a few minutes. I don't mean running away from it where it's, I will never call again, and you're going to get into this procrastination thing, or let me do some safe activities things. I've seen salespeople all of a sudden now, they're checking on stuff in the plan, and they're making all the safe calls to their clients, and they're talking to coworkers and hanging out at the coffee machine. You know the deal. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about walking away, clearing your head, maybe getting outside, getting some fresh air. I know other reps that might do some light exercise. They might walk around the block. They might throw some cold water on their face, which I think is a great thing to do. It kind of refreshes you, right? And the other thing that you can do is maybe consider calling someone that you know and having just a brief conversation. I think that can help you. But my word of advice here, because you're getting into things that can very quickly become avoidance activities, what I would recommend you do is just set the little timer on your phone and just say, you know what, I'm taking a 7-minute break here, I'm taking a 5-minute break here, I'm taking a 15-minute, whatever it is. But when that is done, you need to get back to it. I think that's an important thing for you to do. The other thing, just a very quick thing, for those of you who work from the home like I do, one of the things that I have to remember sometimes, because remember, I'm in the trenches with you. I, too, make outbound calls. I don't just train on this stuff and write about it. I'm in the trenches. So one of the things that I have to remember to do is when I feel very scripted or I'm feeling burnt out from a lot of calls, I got to remember to get some human contact in there. So part of the human and good human contact, not necessarily human contact that's rejecting you or giving you a hard time or things like that. So again, it goes back to that phone call that I mentioned. That's one thing that you can do. The other thing that you can do for human contact is maybe consider going somewhere and spending and just maybe just taking a break and going over to like Starbucks or someplace where you could sit down and there are people around you and you're actually talking to other people. I think that's very, very important. And here's something that has worked really well for me that you might want to think about. Consider a change of scenery. Now, one of the things that you can do, and I'll start with the easy stuff and then I'll get into the cool stuff in a minute. I'm saving the cool stuff for last. One of the things you can do as far as a change of scenery, and I did this, by the way, many of you know I'm a musician. I've been playing guitar forever, and I used to have a time in my life where I would practice 6 hours a day, and it could get very mechanical and boring and almost to the point where you're like, all right, man, I just want to like give up and just do something else. One of the things that I would do is change the scenery, and maybe I would face a different angle, and you could do that with the phone. Maybe you could face a different angle in your office or in your cubicle. If you're in a big enough office, maybe, like, for example, I used to have an office that also had a nice size conference table in there, and I would meet with my team there and all kinds of little projects on the table. So what I would do once in a while is maybe consider making calls from there. But you could also, within, you know, outside of your office walls or your cubicle, I know people, what they'll do is maybe make a few calls from the conference room. Or this is my favorite, and you have to be very careful that you have the right environment to this. I love taking my cell phone, keeping a beach chair in the car, getting outside, especially this time of year. It's spring, it's not too hot outside, but here's the word of warning. And if you're in a residential area, just make sure that it's not noisy and you have dogs barking and all that kind of stuff and neighbors screaming at their kids. And if you're in an industrial area, obviously you want to make sure that there's not the sound of, like, you know, all these massive trucks and it sounds almost like you're in a war zone with tanks rolling through the neighborhood and the sound of trucks backing up and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I would recommend. So it's not a lot that I have for you, but I just want to let you know that these are some things that I've tried out over the last several years, and they work. Don't dismiss them because they're so simple. My advice to you would be to try them, and like anything else that I recommend, try them for a while. Get your arms around them, and you know what? You don't have to do it in every step and every order that I presented it to you. What I hope you do is find things that speak to your personality, and I think that's one of the major problems or challenges, if you will, with sounding scripted. Maybe we haven't put enough of our personality into it. And I think the only word of warning there is perhaps there's a way that you can kind of address the script. In other words, the things that you have to cover, the gist of your message, in a way that speaks to who you are. And you can have it reflect your personality. I think that's one of the best ways to avoid sounding scripted. So with that, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. As always, want to invite you to do a few things. If you're not a member of our LinkedIn group, please stop by. We're almost at 30,000 members. We'd love to have you come by. We're on LinkedIn, and the name of the book, the name of the group is called Sales Playbook. And also, last but not least, if you found value in these tips, this is just one of the many things that I do in both my one-on-one coaching and in my sales training practice that I've trained well over 4,000 people at this point. Would love to have an opportunity to work with you. If you find value in this and you'd like to learn more, circle back to my blog at yoursalesplaybook.com. click on the tab that says Hire Paul. In fact, you're going to see almost a brand spanking new page because we're in the process of rebuilding a lot of the services pages that I have. So you'll get to see where we're at with that and hopefully learn some new things about my business. But with that, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, wishing you an incredible week ahead. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.